So welcome everyone to day four of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, I'd like to invite you to just take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself arrive wherever you are in your physical space, here in the studio, up in the cabin in Maine, in your own home. Let yourself arrive in your body. And today we'll be continuing our discussion of compassion, and particularly the way that Rick Hansen talks about it as being for yourself. Which again does not mean that you're against anybody else, but you're really for yourself. And I love this idea of being in your own corner. And one of the ways we can think about compassion and even mindfulness practice as developing our own friendship. Really looking at the ways in which we can be our own best friend. And in that spirit of being our own best friend, our own good friend, just thinking about the ways and noticing all the ways in which you're a friend to other people, like the ways that you extend particularly acceptance. And I want to invite you to see if you can extend that same sense of kindness, acceptance, friendship that you do to your actual friends, to the other people in the world. Look at all the ways in which you can extend that sense of friendship, love, kindness, acceptance to yourself today. And when you notice that you're not doing it, see if you can extend the sense of acceptance that that happens to. So really broaden our ways in which we can be in our own corner. And just like we extend acceptance to our friends who are not always going the way that we want them to go, we can do that for ourselves. And then just noticing the ways in which when you feel like you're in your own corner, when you have your own back, how that makes you feel more resilient, more capable of dealing with what unfolds in your life. So letting this sense of self-acceptance grow by first noticing where you can and do, and letting that just extend in your attention. Feel your way into self-acceptance today, and letting that be the ground of your practice. The sense of warmth, good friendship, kindness for yourself. So moving to the formal practice, taking your seat, finding the sense of ground underneath you in this loving, good friendship. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting here. And from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Feeling your own natural integrity. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart. Then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.